You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thursday. And do you know what tonight is? Yep, it is the full moon. So it's not just an ordinary full moon. It's a powerful reset. You've been waiting. I know you probably don't know it, but you've been waiting for years for this powerful reset. It's also a partial lunar eclipse. So you can expect endings, emotional clearings, karmic releases, rebirth. So you might feel like things that you buried in the past are coming to the surface. But they're not coming to the surface to hurt you. They're coming to the surface so you can push it away and finish your healing. It's also a time where if someone or something is no longer meant to be in your life, you're finally ready to let it go. So think of tonight, full moon, as a karmic reset. It's time to close an old chapter and start a fresh one. It's time for a brand new beginning. How cool is that, right? It is the full moon, so don't forget to put your crystals outside or just in the path inside of the full moon. Crystals, anything that, you know, that you want to energize. That's always super important. What else? I love full moons. You know what you can also do? While I'm waiting for someone to come on for a reading, what you can also do is journal or write little notes of what you're trying to let go, what you want to be fresh and new, how you want your new chapter to, what story you want to tell, right? You can also write all that down and then you can burn it. Don't start a fire, but you can burn it outside. And just, you know, pray to the moon and let the moon know what you want. It's a night for prayers and it's a night for great things to happen. So have faith and just, you know, before you go to sleep tonight, tell the moon exactly what you want and manifest it, if that makes sense. Those are my wise words for tonight. And I hope it helps. I know that when I'm done here, I will be journaling and writing and making my wishes for this new beginning and just releasing a lot of things that have been heavy. So have fun with that and enjoy it. And I hope the weather is good and I hope it's clear so that you could see the moon. What else do I want to talk about? Let's see. Well, last week I talked a little bit about symbols and signs that our departed loved ones are around. I know I was doing a reading for someone a few days ago, and they said, you told me that my husband would come and show me something, and he did. So she was really super happy about that. Anyway, right now I'd like to welcome Beth from Florida. Hi, Beth. How are you tonight?
Hi, I am good. How are you?
So far, so good. I can't complain. What can I do for you? What can I do for you this evening?
Honestly, I really am not sure. I had just seen the thing on Facebook and figured I'd see what it was all about. Is there anything that you can tell me?
Well, I will connect with you psychically and see what I see. And if you have any questions as I go, just let me know. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. And if you do have a specific question, ask, because that's what I'm here for, to help.
Okay.
Okay, so focus on yourself for a moment. Okay. So what am I feeling? I do feel like you're letting, I feel like you're working on letting some things go that you need to, in order to have a fresh beginning. Does that make any sense? I don't know if you're letting a relationship go or if you're working on the relationship with yourself, but I do feel like it's almost like you're working on burying the past and letting some baggage go so that you can start fresh with a relationship. Now, again, I don't know why, but I don't feel like it's a relationship with a person. I feel like it's more a relationship with you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of mental baggage, emotional baggage.
Okay. It's almost like you're detaching. I don't want to say detoxing because that doesn't sound right, but I do feel like you're detached.
Yeah.
Almost like detoxing.
Oh, I'm
you're
definitely.
Yeah. And I feel like you've been working so hard and you are now realizing that you're proud of yourself. You're proud of this work that you've done and you realize that you have to love yourself in order to move forward. And I feel like you're working on that. And I feel like you've really made some good progress. Feel like, I mean, think of yourself as you're coming out of your cocoon to grow into the butterfly, and you're getting ready to fly. And that's what I keep seeing around you. I just keep seeing these beautiful blue and pink and purple and yellow butterflies around you. And for me, that symbolizes you getting ready to fly to become the real you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good. Because I really do feel like, I don't know why, I was talking about the full moon before you came on, and I feel like, I'm not telling you to literally go out and do this, but I feel like you should just howl at the full moon and just, you know, just, it's almost like you're celebrating yourself. It's time. And I do feel like you can take that leap of faith on yourself and begin to follow your deepest desires and your dreams. What I mean by that is, I don't know if you're trying to start a side business or you're trying to get a promotion at work, but there's something to do with that where it's time.
I'm actually looking for a new job as we speak. I'm still employed, but I'm looking for something better.
Okay, because I feel like it's time to take a leap of faith on yourself and believe that you're capable of, well, first of all, you should be treated with respect. And I don't know if that's the issue at your job, but I feel like they're not seeing the real you.
That's exactly what it is.
And you've shown them the real you. I mean, I feel like you've worked really hard at showing them, but now that you're this new version of your stronger self, it's time for you to make the connections that you need to make. And I do feel like over the next couple of months, I feel like there are going to be some opportunities coming up for a new position to come to you. And when I say come to you, I do feel like it's going to feel a little bit magical because I feel like it's going to almost fall into your lap. It's the full moon tonight, so make sure you write down exactly what you want and, you know, look at the moon before you go to sleep, pray to the moon, and just put your desires down there on paper and just recite what you want to happen over the next couple of months. It's a strong...
I do have a question for you, though.
Okay, go ahead.
My father passed away in 2022.
Okay.
I never got to say goodbye to him. I had moved to Florida 1 month before he passed.
Oh, sorry.
And obviously didn't get to say goodbye or anything. Is there any connection that you can feel him around me at all?
Well, I feel your dad around. As you're speaking about him, I feel him. And I feel like he is letting you know that he's around you all the time. He's not upset that you weren't there to say goodbye because you were there to say goodbye. You just weren't there physically. And he knows that. And you and him are, I feel like you've always been connected by the heart. And he's always been proud of you, but vice versa, you've always been proud of him as well. And I feel like he knew that you were there. And I also am getting the impression that he didn't want too many people around him when he passed. I'm also hearing him say to you, he's saying, go girl, go. So I feel like, first of all, I'm getting that you had to move for your emotional, I'm getting he's saying for your emotional safety, not physical safety. Feel like it was something you had to do, and he definitely understands that. And he's watching you. He's always around you. You know, I'm getting look for hearts, whether they're heart leaves or heart clouds in the sky. Just keep looking for him and talk to him. Because he's there with you all the time. And he's helping you stay strong. And he's also helping you become the person you are meant to be. I don't know. I feel like his passing, I know you're grieving, but I do feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's making you stronger. I feel like you're realizing it's time for me to do and be who I want to be. I know we're out of time, but I hope that helped a little bit.
It absolutely did, Robin. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night, everyone.